In Japan,
yes,
they would say you're the kind of guy who likes cat girls.
Ooh, I'm not sure what that
it's
means.
Like cat versus dog.
Okay.
Like, you know, dog is like you want someone who's always like licking your face and trying to be with you all the time. Not licking right. your face, but you know what I mean?
Hey, there's some freaks out there.
Where's Rich?
No, I don't like that.
Right, so you prefer someone who's independent like a cat. Teacher dog, oh teacher dog, having fun with Ben and Abe. Why are those boys so crazy? I guess they were born that way. We're speaking in English, we're doing it real slow.
Howdy.
We're podcasting from the farm.
We are.
Welcome back, Big Rich.
Thank you for having me again.
How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well.
Today is Tuesday.
Yes.
And your days off are Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
So today is kind of like your Sunday.
Indeed.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was very good. I had yakiniku on Sunday night with a friend, and then all day Monday.
So Sunday night for you would be like Friday night.
Yes.
For a regular kind of.
Yeah, so I went out, and then Monday all day I had a lunch party with some friends I hadn't seen and some friends
Monday
I do have.
A lunch party.
It was. Oh, it was lovely.
All right. Well, glad to hear you had a great weekend. Now, Rich, I want our listeners to get to know you a little bit more, especially
sure.
about your teaching career.
Oh, sure.
Because unlike Ben and I, mm-hmm. you are a full-time English teacher.
Yes.
You live, breathe, drink, and eat English all day, every day.
I guess you could say that, yes.
So, tell us about your first experience teaching English.
After I graduated university, I moved to Slovakia.
Slovakia.
Yeah.
Oh. That's Central Europe?
Kind of. It's bordered by Poland, Ukraine, Hungary, Czech, and Austria.
Okay.
Yes.
And is that a landlocked country?
Yes.
Not on the coast?
It is not on the coast. No.
Why did you choose to go to Slovakia to begin your teaching career?
I think Slovakia chose me. I put my resume out to...
This guy, Big Rich, yes, very good teacher, yes. Come on, Slovakia, come on.
I sent my resume to multiple schools in multiple countries in that central European corridor, Poland, Slovenia, Hungary, and they just hired me first.
What? Why did you want to teach abroad in the first place? Like, what made you want to do that?
History, mostly. I love history, and I just remember being in high school and middle school and seeing pictures of all these places in Europe and wanting to see it.
Wow. So you got interested in Central Europe during history class in high school.
Yeah.
That kind of made you motivated to go and live there.
I think I chose Central Europe because it was more unique. Most people would want to go to like Italy, France.
Yeah,
Germany.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's like the famous kind of European countries, Spain, France,
right.
England. Well, you're not going to teach English in England, but you know. But
yeah.
You chose
Slovakia.
This kind of much lesser, less popular countries, you know, for tourists.
Absolutely. And I jumped at the chance when actually a Canadian recruiter called me.
You jumped at the chance, meaning when the chance came.
I said 100%, I'm in.
Cool.
And obviously not many people know the capital city of Slovakia, which is Bratislava.
Bratislava.
So everybody...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody was like, you're nuts. what's Bratislava? Nobody knows it. Like, there's a funny story. I told my dad I was moving, and this is a true story. He goes, Slovakia, it's dangerous, and there's no batteries there. And I go, what? He's like, yeah, you're gonna have some trouble. There's nothing. There's no battery. I'm like, Dad, batteries? Like,
batteries?
I don't know. That's just what he said. And strange. So, yeah, and my mom was pretty cool with it. And so
Dad was worried that it was unsafe.
Yeah, but my dad's a very homely guy. Like, without my mom, my dad...
So homely, you mean he's not adventure?
No, without my mom, he would... Like, his idea of a vacation is, like, driving down the street, you know? I mean, he's not the type of guy who has adventure or takes risks.
So he was shocked when his son suddenly wanted to move to Bratislava in Slovakia.
Yes. Yeah, so I remember...
So how was it? Was it unsafe?
No, totally normal.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when I say Bratislava, maybe people, whoa, that's, you know... A crazy place far away. It's like 90-minute train ride to Vienna.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half to Vienna.
Yeah. It's 2 hours to Budapest.
Which is the capital of Austria.
Yes. And these are like local trains.
Okay.
It's right
Sendai
there.
Sendai to Fukushima.
Yeah. Like, I was living on a hill and I could see the lights from the airport in Vienna.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not so far away as people imagine.
No, it's just we 20th century people tend to think in terms of political, like Eastern Europe. Well, there's a border and it's right next to Western Europe.
It sounds quite exotic.
Yes.
Bratislava in Slovakia.
Western Europe is more on the minds of us. Eastern Europe is a little bit different, but
right, right. That's so true.
Yeah.
Probably because after World War II, there was the kind of the Western world.
Yes.
And then there was the Eastern kind of Russian world.
Yes.
So we have a kind of bias.
Right.
To believe that, oh, those countries are all crazy and dangerous. No,
totally safe.
Interesting.
In fact, for your listeners, I truly do believe that Slovakia really reminds me of Tohoku.
Interesting.
In many ways. One, Tohoku has just one big city, kind of Sendai. Mm-hmm. So does Slovakia. It's just Bratislava. The rest of it is very small towns and villages. It's roughly the same size. And the nature, it's filled with beautiful nature, both places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a lot of hiking.
So Sendai is the Bratislava of Japan.
Yes, for sure. For sure. In many ways, I mean, even...
And Tohoku is the Slovakia of Japan.
It really is.
Interesting.
Yeah, for real.
Wow. So tell us about some interesting experience with Slovakians. What kind of people are they? Did you have a girlfriend there? Did you have interesting students?
Oh, yes.
You said it was safe, but was it ever dangerous? Or tell us an interesting story about that period of your life.
Yes, I had a girlfriend, and she at that time was a university student, and she was living across the street from me. That's how I met her. A very cute story. We would see each other at the bus stop in the morning.
Was she a native Slovakian?
Yes, and she was from a small village in the center of the country. And much like lots of people in Bratislava, they would go home for the weekend. So the city would empty out on the weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, especially students.
So people would work in the city and then go back to the countryside for the weekend.
Yes.
Wow.
The city would be more empty on the weekends.
And this Slovakian girl, she saw you and said, hello, tall American man.
Yes. Something like that. And she was living with an ethnically Hungarian gentleman and her Slovakian best friend who she was students with. And the last maybe 3 or 4 months I lived in Slovakia, I moved in with them because it was cheaper for me to live with them. So I lived with...
Why don't you come live with us?
Exactly.
We have Hungarian man and best friend.
Yeah,
the Hungarian... now tall American.
Her name was Martina. Yeah.
Martina.
Martina. That's a cute name. Yeah, she's cute.
Martina. So what happened to you and Martina?
Well, she knew I was leaving. So we had... I mean, it's a cute story. Like, she knew I was leaving. She was sad. I was sad. And then, actually, I went back to visit her, like, a couple months later. And
you went back to America, and then you flew all the way back to Slovakia just to visit her?
I purposely got my CELTA certificate in Prague, and I visited her in Bratislava. Yeah, it was quite sad.
Oh, so you flew, but you went home to America.
Right, so I left Slovakia for good, went to America, didn't know what I wanted to do. 2 months later, 3 months later, I flew back to Central Europe to go do my CELTA certificate in Prague for a month.
CELTA, that's like an English teaching certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I...
So you really liked Central Europe. You went back there, or was it because of...
A little bit because Martina. Of her. A little bit because of her.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think we needed to see each other one last time to kind of say, like, I really like you, but, you know, we're finished.
Wow, Rich. You know, I've known you almost 20 years.
Did I never tell you that?
You continue to surprise me with your unique choices.
I really liked her.
I know, but you flew all the way back just to break up with her?
Well... Also for this, I don't want it to sound cold. I mean, I did the CELTA and it was fun.
I thought you were going to say also for the sex.
You dirty dog.
So, okay.
I mean, look, this was a girl who, like, I actually went to her little small village and met her mom. And, oh, this is cool. Her older brother was an intern for a parliamentary guy. I don't know how to say it exactly. Like a
politician.
A politician who was in the National Congress.
An intern. So he was like kind of like a helper.
Yeah. And so I would go to his office all the time to like just talk with him and chat. And he took me to probably I shouldn't have been able to do this. There's an underground passage that's only for the representatives to go from their office to the Congress Hall. And he took me on that passage. And I definitely was not allowed to do it, but we went. And it was cool to go underground and then come up. And then I watched a session of parliament.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
So a government guy.
Yeah.
Showed you a secret tunnel.
Right.
But yeah.
But definitely there was security at both
Americans
sides.
Allowed there.
No non-parliamentary people. Like, right. I remember like going to security and he just goes like, he's cool. He's with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cool.
So you got some VIP treatment.
Kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd like to hear more about your Eastern European adventure. But it's not only me that has questions for you.
Ooh, okay. Questions for me from the listeners. I always enjoy them.
Well, here we go. If you've got a question, it's for Rich. Anything's okay. What are they going to ask you? I don't know. If you've got a question, thank you, our good friend, Benki Space Dragon, co-founder of Teacher Talk, for that cool song. We have questions for you, Rich.
Sure.
From listeners. Mm-hmm. They want to know a little bit more about you.
Of course.
This question comes from Wataru, who's living in Gifu.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know... And this is kind of related to Martina.
Ooh, how did he know?
But he does want to know, what's your type? What kind of girl do you like? What's your type? Do you have a type?
I think I do.
Yeah?
Okay, my type would be, I like a girl who wants to go out and have a few drinks. I want a girl who understands my sense of humor. I also want a girl who has her own personal life, because I don't want to always be together. You know, I want our separate time, and I want her to have her friends and everything.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you prefer someone who is independent.
Yes.
Who has their life and then time that you spend together.
Right.
But they have their own independent life.
Right.
You don't want to be together 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind that sense of intimacy of being together for long periods of time, but I have a lot of friends and I need to see them.
In Japan,
yes,
they would say you're the kind of guy who likes cat girls.
Ooh, I'm not sure what that means.
Like cat versus dog.
Okay.
Like, you know, dog is like you want someone who's always like licking your face and trying to be with you all the time. Not licking right. your face, but you know what I mean?
Hey, there's some freaks out there.
Where's Rich?
No, I don't like that.
Right, so you prefer someone who's independent like a cat.
Yeah, and I also feel like I want sort of a strong-willed girl, because I don't always want to make decisions. Like, I want her to make a plan with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not the kind of alpha guy who says, hey, we're going to this restaurant and you're going to eat this and I'm going to eat. You, right. You like someone who will actually take the lead sometime.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
And I think maybe to boil it down to one phrase, I think I would want someone with a really great sense of humor.
You want someone who you can laugh with.
Yes.
Yes, that's super important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just curious.
Sure.
Did Martina fit those things?
Yes. Yeah, she was very cute. She could laugh with me and also be serious with me. Like her sense of, her personality was very cute. Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes.
Martina, the one who got away in Bratislava. Okay, and just like, curious.
Sure.
Wataru didn't ask this, but I'm curious.
Okay.
Are there any like physical things that you really, really like, or that's a total deal breaker? Like if a girl has really long hair, are you like, oh, gross, or anything weird like that?
I'm going to go positive wise. I think I really like short girls. That's why I like Japan. Because just the difference between my height and almost every girl is short for me, right?
Really? So you're into...
I think.
But it's kind of hard to imagine what is short to you.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Because I imagine if they're like under 150 or 155 centimeters...
It's very short.
That's like too short.
Agreed. That's why it's a relative term. I mean, being 191 centimeters.
So when you say short, you mean like 170 or
160-ish? 150 is kind of small, but I think it's really cute.
150 is very short for you.
Yeah, but it's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that about you.
I think something, I don't know, what would be a turn off? I don't
turn
know.
Off.
I don't know if I have a necessary turn off. I mean, I think, look, I'm going to say this honestly. I think it's more like the chemistry that's important, you know,
right.
like the feeling I get is more important than something that I might find to be a turn off.
Okay.
You know,
so you're not so strict about these. Kinds
I don't,
of
I don't
things.
Think so.
If you met a tall girl, well, you might fall in love with her too.
I've dated tall girls before.
Yeah.
And they're equally lovely. So yeah, I don't know if I have a turn off. I think I would go towards, like, do I feel comfortable giving her my key? You know? And I'm not
okay,
talking about...
Okay, you're moving a little bit too quickly. All right, well, thank you for sharing that, Rich. Sure. You know, this podcast has been done by two, you know, married dads with kids, and I think it would be interesting to hear a little bit from a bachelor.
Yeah, a single guy.
Yeah, so... other questions. Ooh, from
okay.
Wataru.
Okay.
What's your favorite food and what do you like to drink?
Yakitori comes to mind.
Ah, because of Shingo?
Maybe.
The man yes. who saved your life?
Yes.
The chicken on a stick?
Chicken saved my life. I think it would probably be my favorite in terms of going out.
Yeah. Yakitori's great.
It's just the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like protein... Nice salty, it's
right?
Like the beer,
right?
You can order a little bit or a lot,
right? That's also what I like about it.
Yeah. Gosh, now I want to eat yakitori. And what's your favorite thing to drink?
I really like Nihonshu when I go to an izakaya. Beer is definitely my go-to at yakitori, and if I'm home, probably wine.
Yeah, I've noticed you're kind of a wine guy.
Yeah. Can I ask your listeners a question?
Sure. I'm not sure if they'll answer you. It's not really how this works, but
I know.
Hopefully someone answers you.
Well, then let's just ponder something that I feel I've noticed, and I'm not sure if it's true or not. I feel like when I get yakiniku, people eat rice. When I get yakitori, people eat french fries. Why?
Interesting. Yeah, that's super true.
Yeah.
I've never had french fries with yakitori.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And they all, like, they'll literally ask you, do you want rice?
Maybe it's because yakitori is a finger food. French fries is like...
Finger.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Whereas yakiniku... Obviously. And for non-Japanese listeners, yakiniku is the kind of Korean-style barbecue.
Right.
Where you cook the meat at the table.
Yeah, there's a literal barbecue at
using the table. Chopsticks.
Yeah. That's a good point. It could be that, because I've been wondering that for a couple years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe also it's because you eat the Japanese barbecue, the yakiniku, with sauce.
Right.
Which is quite sweet and salty, so it's nice to have the rice to...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. It kind of like matches the rice with the salty meat or the flavored meat.
Mm.
And then yakitori is more finger food and the salty fries with...
That's interesting though, yeah. No one orders rice at a yakitori place.
Yeah.
And no one orders french fries at a yakiniku place.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
I've always wondered, like, is that just how the, whatever, that's just...
So favorite drink, maybe go-to at home would be...
Wine. For sure. Yeah, that's for sure. Like, it depends on where I am.
And just one more question.
Sure.
From old Wataru in Gifu. He wants to know, you know, you've been living in Japan almost 20 years.
Yes.
You know, what do you like about it that's made you, you know, want to stay and live here and make this your home?
That's a good question. It's just sumiyasui. It's so easy to live here. Like, everything works well, from going to the kuyakusho to get some document, or taking the train that's always clean, safe, and on time, to... I like to tell people that come to Japan, you know, service is great, and there's just a few things you need to do. Always smile, never do too many gestures, and don't get angry, and Japanese people will always solve your problem. And
what do you mean, never do too many gestures? Do you mean like, don't be so like...
Yeah, animated, or...
Waving your arms around.
Yeah. And
like an Italian?
Yeah, and it's just... Everything works. You will solve your problem and get the service that you want. Always.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
it's reliable.
It's just reliable. Even if there's a language barrier, they will try their darndest to solve your problem.
Yeah. Good service.
Yeah.
In general, people are quite friendly.
Yeah.
I would totally agree with you. Like, for me, the thing that really sticks out in my mind is that it's super, super safe.
Yes.
I never worry about my safety.
Yeah.
And also the public transportation.
Yes.
Because I don't drive.
Yes.
So I kind of need to live somewhere where there's reliable public transportation.
Right. And there's ultimate freedom, basically. Like nobody bothers you.
That's the other thing.
You know?
Japanese people take some things for granted.
Yeah.
Meaning they're used to it. They think it's like, of course, you know, but for us, it's like, that's amazing.
Yes.
For example, you can just go to the river and make a fire, drink beers.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Have a great time.
Yeah.
You know, you're not bothering anyone. And that's okay.
Yeah.
In Canada, you get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's ultimately trusting. Like, I feel like I could go to a shop and nobody's looking at me like, is he going to steal something? Or nobody's right. You know, if I...
You mean the general atmosphere
is very trusting. Like
people trust each other not to be a criminal.
And, you know, like, you know, everybody's just so trusting. Like,
right.
You can
go to the ATM.
Yeah. You don't got to look over
$1,000.
And you're not looking.
And you're not looking around and worried that someone's going to stab you.
Like, that's one of the pieces of advice I tell people at my work. Like, in Japan, I open up my wallet and I'll take out, like, you know, you could see I have like 3 Ichiman ends in there, and I don't mind people seeing that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, in the States, I would never do that.
Yeah, you never flash.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like,
no.
And that's something that, you know, when people travel abroad, they need to be careful about, because they take it for granted.
Right.
You know, and then you go somewhere and.
Yeah. And, you know, like, even at work, like, I'll throw my wallet on the shelf in my classroom and I have no worries that anybody is even going to touch it.
Yeah. We're at the park. You put your bag down and you're playing Frisbee and
you don't even
get really far away from it, but you don't worry about some junkie coming and stealing your bag.
Zero.
That's a very nice thing about living here.
For sure.
So thanks for your questions. Wataru from Gifu. All right, let's wrap it up, Big Rich.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming and saving the podcast.
Yay.
If you guys have any messages for Big Rich or any questions for us, please email us, fbeteachertalk@gmail.com. Come to Instagram or X, fbeteachertalk. Or come to my website, 55freebird.com, and use the Toyo Ase, the contact form, to send me a message. Thank you for listening. See you next week.